Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pilgrim, MD. Join Dr. Jewel here each Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on TJN, the Jewel Network. Well, this is another Wednesday, and I'm just so excited to be here with you and to welcome you into another midweek of a wonderful experience known as living. And so what are we going to talk about today as far as the sciences of life? Well, the Jewel Network always establishes itself to the extent of its comprehension to the order of the universe, that is, to universal laws. And so we don't get a chance to really just talk about the fact that we're talking about universal laws, but I think this is a great day to really begin to look at that. And why? And that is because with all the things that are going on, we've got sunspots and solar flares going on the sun. It seems like still a lot of upheaval going on in the Middle East. A lot of people here are having continuous and severe interactions with planet Earth, from earthquakes to explosions and collapsing of buildings. And if you just kind of scan what's happening worldwide, there's just many intense eruptions or releasing of energy. Well, what is that about? Well, you know, we may call it chaos, et cetera, but it is really talking about the flow of energy that is occurring around the planet relative to everything else that's going on in our cosmos. A lot of things are happening in our solar system. Many planets on planets in our solar system are doing different things. I just saw an article where Saturn, its circular bands here are undulating. So that is a huge pebble thrown into the cosmic ocean that all the planets and stars are having a rippling effect from that. So how are we to respond to that as the most superior living organism on the planet Earth, the human being? How are we supposed to respond to that? And many people are really searching and really don't know what to do. But thank goodness for universal laws, because universal laws always tell us how to respond if we allow them to be the tantamount prescription and foundation for our lives in all ways. So let's talk a little bit about them. I have one universal law I think is very interesting, and you may want to contemplate that. So I'll be right back after this message, and let's look at some universal laws today. And, of course, you're always welcome to call me, 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531. I look forward to hearing from you. Be right back after this message.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's balancing program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's balancing program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings. If you're just tuning in, wonderful. You are just here right on time, and we're talking about universal laws today. And so you may not hear much about that. We seem to really be inundated lately with what the Supreme Court is doing or isn't doing or what their final decisions are with many of the cases that are being presented to them. But there are laws, regardless of whether the Supreme Court is in seat or not, that are always present and available to us, and they work under all circumstances and in all cases. But what's happened with humanity, most of humanity doesn't really know or has not been birthed on comprehending that there are laws that are in operation all of the time, regardless of our local judicial system. And what I like about the universal laws is that most of the time these laws always coincide with our local mandates and directives. So you don't find yourself literally in much conflict with man-made laws or universal laws when we look at the original structure of these laws. Now, many times they've been modified and whatever else to move into a more judgmental or prejudicial perspective, which is definitely not in alignment with universal law. But the grounded foundation upon which a legal decision is made, for the most part, does align itself with universal laws. And so it's kind of surprising that the Supreme Court doesn't just really say that so intuitively. They really attempt to align themselves with universal law, whether they're aware of it or not. So what we've been noticing lately, again, there's much, much change happening, and for many reasons, and much of the change is quite abrupt, okay? Explosion for whatever reason, whether it's in factories or in buildings, building structures collapsing, many people injured, sudden release of individuals from very limiting quarantine-like circumstances. Just read about a gentleman who was falsely accused for over 40 years and had been incarcerated since he was 15 years old. And it's very interesting as to how he made that situation work for him. So he was able to well educate himself. I think that he educated himself up to a master's degree, had built a trade for himself, et cetera. So when it was finally figured out that he was not guilty and he was released after 40 years of incarceration, he was able to just walk right out and be able to be highly employable, very pleasant attitude. Very interesting that he expressed himself with the tone of tremendous gratitude and appreciation for the opportunities that he was able to afford himself while he was detained. And he even admitted that perhaps he would not have been able to be as disciplined and be as focused as he was to obtain all the skills and the information that he was able to bring. So I thought it was interesting that he made it very clear that he used the time wisely. And once he recognized that the institution and that condition didn't serve him anymore, that it became evident.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum, an incredible volume of work Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Welcome. So let's talk about a wonderful universal law that I think is very appropriate for these times and right now with so much emphasis on this abrupt release of energies into our atmosphere, whether it's a building that has collapsed or a bomb that was released or train wrecks. How are you feeling safe? What does safety mean to you? And I thought that that was very interesting. So we love to use our companion for Universal Law, You Can Have It All. It's a wonderful book I think that you should definitely purchase. It's A Simple Guide to Joyful and Abundant Life by Arnold M. Patton. Now, he's the author of many other books, some new books he's put out, Bridges to Reality, fabulous book to help you better understand universal law and to better understand the realities that we create for ourselves. Also, he has a wonderful book out entitled Money, for those of you who really would like to get a better grasp on how that works. And he gives a very simple explanation for what it is. It's a tool that allows us to show our gratitude and appreciation for others relative to what they have provided for us in support of whatever type. And that's a really interesting way of looking at it.
But back to the topic at hand, how do you feel safe? Safety. And it's very interesting what Arnold Patton says is the panacea to ensure that you are safe at all times. And this seems to be something that most people really struggle with. They have a very high suspicion and caution index as they walk around attempting to have a healthy day in their life, on the job, transporting themselves back and forth to their place of employment or to pick up their children or to meet friends and family at entertainment spots, whatever, shopping, that most people do have an apprehension. And how can you tell? Well, just walk down the street and everybody you come in contact with, or if you can make eye contact with them, speak and watch and see what happens. Many people do not allow eye contact to occur. They walk looking down at the street or, you know, usually definitely not looking up, but making sure that their vision is quite blurred. So should I say that the position of the iris in the eye socket is such that you can tell that the person really is not looking at you. They're really not looking at anything. So you can't make eye contact with them, et cetera. Or literally, they just really try to avoid. They walk very close to the buildings or way out near the curb. It's very interesting what I've seen as I've gone to different cities. But let's see what Arnold, as he likes to be called endearedly, has to say. So he says that there is total safety in the universe at all times, not just on planet Earth, not in our solar system, also, but also in the universe at all times. And the way that we can feel that safety is when we're doing what? Now, this is surprising perhaps to many of you, that when we are giving unconditional love and support to others, or when we are receiving unconditional love and support from others. Now, that's very interesting, and just think about that. So he says, put another way, we feel safe when we are in touch with our own essence and with the essence of all others. Now, that is really something to contemplate, because most people would think that that is just absurd or has nothing really to do with them. I mean, you know, we don't know if the person walking next to us could be on their way to ignite a bomb or, you know, to rob a grocery store or has just snatched someone's purse. This is the thinking of most people, not recognizing that those could be possibilities, but then also the possibility that this is a person who would be one of the first people to support you if the circumstances arose, and most of all to recognize that since we all come from the same source, that we literally are all made from the electromagnetic spectrum, from light, okay, that this is another light being made out of the same wave frequencies as yourself. Why would you choose to perceive them as something alien to you? See, this is the question that we basically don't really ask ourselves. And so as our TV screens and the magazines and the radios constantly are portraying the unique behaviors of individuals that are identified because of their appearance to be violent or aggressive, we are not taking into consideration that obviously these individuals are in need of just really one thing, love and support. Now, we've had some interesting conversations about love, because love literally is the life force energy. It is the life force energy, the light that is responsible for creating and sustaining everything. However, it's interpreted, its presence, and the force of it is used very uniquely relative to where the energy flows and our consciousness resides in our body. So that is why love to one being is quite different than love to another, because the capacity to feel satiated and to feel comfortable and fulfilled is recognized by most individuals based on where in their body they have the most energy or sensation or the greatest need to be comforted. And it's very, very interesting. So love to one person is different than love to another because of these energy forces radiating in the body. So the love that Arnold Patton is talking about, he spends a lot of time in the book speaking about the heart space. And it's very interesting about the heart space because the work I've read and my own personal experiences, we find that when we are allowed to be aware of the sensations and the feelings in our body, when those sensations are resonating from the chest, there's always a perception of unification with our environment also and the people that may be in it. So this position in the chest, which is almost like midway, just a little bit above halfway point in the body, seems to be a collection reservoir where energies throughout the body seem to collect and accumulate that create this wonderful magnetic field that allows us to be able to connect with one another. So when our energies are allowed to accumulate and reside in the space of the chest, there is a universal connectedness that we feel to most people. Even though they may dress differently or be different heights or have a different gender assignment on their physical vehicle, their body, there is always a connectedness. And this is what he's talking about, that our willingness to feel this connectedness that is the same energy in ourselves as in another person and be willing to support that is what provides universal safety. Now, perhaps many of you are like, wow, what is she talking about? How can that possibly be? Well, it's very interesting because when we are allowing ourselves to act, to support, and to flow with the life force energy or the sensation of connectedness to everyone and everything, that literally is a self-perpetuating force. And when you align yourself with this self-perpetuating force, it takes everything with it and continuously sustains it. So that means if you need more energy for your body to be in its peak condition, that will occur. If that means that you'll be moved out of harm's way, that will occur. If that means that you will be supported, so that harm of any type, et cetera, cannot be experienced by your physical body, that will occur.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical. Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net. You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
from Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
So this wonderful capacity of the universe to ensure that the safety of our bodies, of our state of consciousness, is always protected is by our willingness to acknowledge ourselves in another and to support them unconditionally as well as ourselves. And so I just found that that was just to be amazing, but I had to sit down and really think about it. So in Arnold's work, he goes on to say that definitely when we allow fear to occupy our awareness, it brings to us a very interesting consequences because we are no longer really acknowledging the true essence of who we are. Let me just cite this directly as he's written it here. Our essence and the essence of everything in the universe is what? Eternal. And so until we fully accept this truth, we will live in continual fear that something bad, terrible, or painful can happen to us at any time. Now, that is also a very interesting concept for many people to have to deal with because we have so many icons in our environment, so many people willing to play out the antithesis of this statement that we are transitory, that we are not to be here for very long periods of time as far as the physical body, that, you know, we have no control over our environment and that anything can come along and change it immediately. And guess what? These things really do play out, and we do witness it, but people are not understanding that if you believe that is how it is, the universe then has to play that out for you as you believe it. Now, I'll say that again because it's very profound, that if you believe something is a particular way, then the universe has to play that out for you. That's a wonderful gift that you have about being able to create. And so just like you can create a pie or a cake or a wonderful shirt or a beautiful picture, a really nice card, you can also, and you do, create your reality. So if you have belief systems that say that you're limited and that belief systems that say that you can only do only certain things and that you can only exist for a certain period of time, then the universe has to play that out for you because that is actually what you believe about yourself. Now, the fact is that an absolute truth or not? It's relative, but is it an absolute truth or not? And what we know for a fact is that, no, it's not an absolute truth. So, again, I love referring you back to that wonderful set of cells known as the HeLa cells. And the HeLa cells are the cells taken from Henrietta Lacks that are still alive and well, and she's been dead collectively, her body, for over 60 years. And so those cells live in a very simple environment in many of the tissue laboratories throughout the world, and they're still very much alive and functioning every day. So how can tissue taken from a human body be able to be put in a simple environment where they receive adequate proteins, vitamins, and minerals, and are able to reproduce every day? They show us and exemplify to us that they are eternal. And so, therefore, because they are not being saturated with the neurochemistry of a belief, they are able to actualize the innate quality of their DNA, which is to thrive continuously, uninhibited, eternally. So this statement that Arnold has in his book is very well substantiated scientifically by these tissues. Now, what has not been finally admitted to humanity is the fact that their thoughts determine the life and vitality of the cells of the body. So, you know, we finally have moved into the area where we have what in the bookstores is called the self-help section. And in the self-help section, we have books like You Can Have It All, and, you know, we have a lot of people that have written wonderful contributions to helping us better understand that our thoughts do create reality. They create our collective reality as well as our individual reality. And so, therefore, when we can accept the fact that we are eternal and that anything we put our mind on with that belief system also becomes eternal, then we will begin to understand then that we can live in an environment indefinitely and not feel threatened by being alive, because when we understand that the key to safety is not how many guns you have and not how many bars up to your window and not how many gates around your house and, you know, how many drones you have or how large your Air Force is, et cetera, but that you are continuously supporting the essence of other people as well as your own essence. And so we have many people who they're suffering because they don't support their own essence. And we know about this disease, but we've never, ever observed it from a universal law perspective. And that disorder is known as depression. When a person is in depression, they have stopped appreciating their essence and supporting it. So obviously they're not able to support the essence of other people and to be able to be unconditionally loving to them, because they have already put themselves in a very subjective, very judgmental state regarding their own existence and their own beingness. So as soon as we can get them to begin to see their own essence and to see how awesome it is, this life force, and to begin to see how they do have options, et cetera, then that's when they move out of this depression and then can be receptive and open to interacting with other individuals in their life, because they can begin to extend support to others because they extended it to themselves. So, from a universal perspective, the simple treatment for depression is to acknowledge the essence of self, the wonderment of self, and then begin to ask, how can I support that? And this is very interesting. Most people don't ask that. We have a lot of people we can stand out on the street, and we can ask them, you know, we ask you to rate what you do every day for 8 hours a day, perhaps you call it your job, et cetera, how would you rate that as far as this is your heart's desire? This is what you've always wanted to do your entire life. And give it a scale, heart's desire, 6, and anything between that, 1 and 5, and anything that you definitely know is not your heart's desire, but it serves other purposes, 3 or below. And I'm telling you, over 70% of the people will have ratings from 1 to 3. So they may think and say, well, you know, it's a new building. You know, my boss is nice. You know, I can look out at the skylight or look at the lake, or, you know, it's nice surroundings. The lady works next to me is fine. But my heart's desire, oh, no. Mm-mm. So even though those things, you know, that's why I go there every day, it's pleasant. But that's not my heart's desire, so they immediately mark 3 or 2. Very, very common. So now, these are individuals who are what? They are not nurturing and supporting their essence. Okay, well, how do you know what your essence is? Well, the simple question again, what do you love doing? What just makes you excited? And when you ask them that question, boy, you see their whole energy change, their eyes light up, and guess what? They start talking a thousand words a minute about how this is so wonderful and they love doing this, and when this happens, and they just go into a whole different condition and radiance. It's interesting how they shift. Oh, well, it's finally when you can get a word in, you ask them, well, why aren't you doing that? And then they'll pause and stop and say, well, you know, I mean, this is just what I like doing. But, I mean, you know, it doesn't pay me like, you know, my job would pay me that I have now, or, you know, I just, you know, they really are telling you that, again, that essence of who they know they are, they don't support it in their own consciousness because they have a belief system to think that it is not going to basically give them what they desire. And as long as they have that belief system, they are literally correct. It's not going to give it to them because what they believe sets up the chemistry in the tissues that creates a particular electromagnetic field that will draw the experiences to reemphasize their belief. It's very clear. So the question then now becomes very important. Why do we then sustain and nurture in our thinking beliefs that we don't want? And that's very interesting, and I've heard people go back and forth, no, I don't want to feel as though I can't walk down the street at night, or that, you know, it's not safe for me to go into this neighborhood, or that I have to have all these things on the door. But, you know, look at all the statistics, the numbers, and this and that and the other. And so they immediately put themselves into the past and what's happening with others and the data that's been spread around them, but they never, ever then expand their awareness to recognize that they are from the universe and that this is a temporary location, and that based on universal laws, if they would then focus their attention on nurturing their essence and sharing it with other people, that that is the formula for safety. And just like anything else, once you decide that this is your formula, guess what? It always is going to work for you. It is going to work for you because if you believe that it's your formula, then the formula will work. And this is what people don't understand about how the brain works and about what thinking is all about. This information has not really been made clear, and it's being promoted more and more every day for those people who are seeking to get out of the present situations that they see have been launched before them. This is very, very important to understand that we know for a fact when you change your thinking, you change your life. When you change your brain, you change your life. When you change your brain, you change the body. So I want you to write that down. When you change your thinking, you change your life. When you change your brain, you change your life. When you change your brain, you change the body. Yeah, you do. So this is very, very important for you to understand, and so to continuously nurture belief systems just because there's a large group of people who have the same belief system who are then experiencing the same events in their life is no reason why you have to continue to think that way. And we even have examples of that. A person decides they're going to think differently and they're going to be persistent in that. They have a different reality, and they're able to show all these other people who didn't think so. I think about this little man who said that man could fly, and he created an apparatus with a little special suit and some power packs on the back that you can fly, and he just flies everywhere. He puts his little power pack on, and he flies 25, 30 miles away, lands, does what he has to do, and flies off again. Now, most people wouldn't have ever thought about that, and they haven't. But he worked on this for 30 years and refined it so that he could put his power pack on, doesn't burn up his clothes, doesn't burn his body, very light to carry, and he learned how to navigate it. So because he held on to his vision, even though his environment externally wasn't very supportive of that, he did what? He supported himself. And what happened? Here he is. He's proving to us that the universe does provide safety because he was willing to support what he loved doing, support his essence in himself, and then now he's able to offer us, and I think they're going on sale soon, these little packs and the little suit that you can just now just take off. You don't have to worry about driving or anything else. It's very interesting. It flies as high probably as a couple stories or so, maybe even higher than that. But the demos that I saw that, you know, propelling yourself above the trees, average two-story, three-story tree was no problem. And it's a whole free space there that, you know, only you have to compete with the birds. No problem. I think it's really exciting. But he's a good example to show you that what he thought reigned in his world, in his life, and he was able to have the experience, even though that was not an experience for billions of people. So it's time now that we start withdrawing our perceptions away from, you know, the group belief system if it doesn't serve us, if it does not allow us to be excited about our essence and support ourselves in what we want to do so that we can support the essence of others, love the essence of others and support them so that we can be genuinely safe in the universe. And when I say genuinely safe in the universe, that is to say that we don't have to worry about is there a police station near or a police car or if 911 is going to be available. The universe will support you wherever you are as long as you are living the formula for universal safety, which is unconditional love and support for self as well as others. I'll be right back after this message.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal diamond matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential.
Well, greetings. If you're just tuning in, welcome. We've had a lot of fun with this show here and our willingness to unconditionally love and support our essence. We've been able to continue to bring you this show and to talk about the wonderful universal law, safety in the universe. That's right. Safety is provided for each and every one of us all of the time throughout the universe. The only criteria to be able to be totally encumbered by universal safety is a persistent, unconditional love and support for yourself as well or as to unconditionally love and support the essence within other beings in humanity. So I think that that's a really a wonderful formula that we can seriously consider, and that we're having so many violent eruptions around the planet, taking a look at ourselves and asking ourselves if we are really unconditionally supporting our own essence. Are we really doing what we want to do? Are we really doing what we love doing? Or are we allowing fear and an inappropriate belief system to inhibit us from being true to ourselves? obviously, if you can't really support yourself and support your essence, how can you really be safe? Because you're dealing with fear, with lack. You can't be safe. You're not safe within yourself because every day you do something that you don't want to do. So therefore, to support the essence of someone else unconditionally and lovingly makes it quite difficult when we don't give it to ourselves. And this is the formula that will allow us to be unconditionally supported by the universe and to keep us safe universally. Be true to the self, support the self, and therefore you can literally love and be true to others and support them unconditionally. This is the key. So it's very interesting how many people think that what they really like and what they want to do isn't valuable, isn't worthy. And so they submerge that and they abandon it to work for others and to perform jobs that basically are not what they really love doing. Okay? You're not here just to work. You're here to create and to acknowledge the self. And what you create is very, very important on planet Earth. Many, many answers to the problems we have reside in people who are going to work and working for others every day, doing jobs that they are only there for material reasons. And they have never, ever thought about the fact that what I love doing could be a major answer for problems on the planet. They have never thought about that because their unwillingness to really allow themselves to feel and to nurture their essence would threaten their belief system about their need to work on a job that just pays money but really doesn't support the self. They don't have that kind of belief system about it. You know, we want to be responsible, so therefore we go out and we get a job that will pay us X amount of money so we can do X, Y, and Z based on what someone's definition is about being responsible. And there's no agreement that I suggest that you ever make that would require you not to also be supported in what you love doing in that relationship and interaction. You should always be supported in doing what you love doing, because if anybody wants to interact with you, that's when they're going to get the best out of you, when they support your essence. It's very, very true. So, again, safety comes universally for you when you are unconditionally loving and supportive to yourself, as well as being unconditionally loving and supporting to others. But the first criteria is that you have to be loving and supporting the essence of who you are. And if you're not allowing the essence of who you are, as you understand it, to come forth and be the major lead awareness of how you conduct yourself every day, then you have removed yourself from the universal safety portal. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So it pays to be supportive to self and to support self unconditionally. It does allow you to be able to support others unconditionally and to accept them as they are too. Now, there's an interesting question that was raised as he presented this universal formula for safety. Question is, okay, your statement that we don't have to do anything to save ourselves or the universe brings to mind the environmental groups and the human and animal rights groups. Can you say more about the idea that we don't have to save anyone or anybody? Now, in this topic that he talks about with safety, he talks about the fact that we have belief systems that there are victims, and therefore we have to be responsible for them and to protect them and to ensure that they're not endangered, because we don't see where the universe is really helping them. This is why this question was asked. And he goes on to say that, of course, there are groups that are motivated by their love and how they feel for the environment that wants them to basically feel the need to protect humans and animals. However, at the same time, some of these individuals in these groups see those who are not kind and supportive of other humans and animals and the environment as they did the no-no, they judge them as bad guys. So therefore, in seeing them as bad guys who must be stopped, and by doing that, that is a judgment. So in most cases, their intention is honorable, but they miss an important point. Remember that whenever we judge others, we lock the energy around the very circumstance we are unhappy with and achieve the exact opposite of the results we would like. Remember that whenever we judge others, we lock the energy around the very circumstance we are unhappy with and achieve the exact opposite of the results we would like. That's very powerful what judgment does, isn't it? So, Arnold goes on to say here that the solution is always to release our judgments, to free the energies, which is what? Love. To free the love repressed by our judgment, and to send that love essence, to the person or persons from whom we were withholding love. So in other words, we bypass the circumstances altogether and instead feel love for the essence of those involved in the circumstances. Okay? So environmentally, it's just very interesting what he goes on to say, but I think that we want to just focus on this very important aspect. Feel love for the essence of those involved in the circumstances. And this is something that, of course, many of us have never thought about ever doing. And that is very important. So it's communication is the key. Full communication with ourselves, full communication with others is what is going to allow us to experience this universal peace that is always available to us, this universal safety. So with that said, I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Jewel Network. I'm your host for the Dr. Jewel Show, and I thank you for being present with us. I just love doing this show and sharing this information with you, bringing you the sciences of life and living. Also, we have events that are going on. First of all, tomorrow, Thursday, remember Thursday and Music for the Mind of a Scientist will be available to you. Our maestro, Maurice Thompson, will be conducting frequencies that nurture brain growth and development as well as bring about harmonics to the tissues of the body. So you definitely want to take a listen to the music that will be shared with you that does this. Also, too, coming up, the Jewel Network, we are moving to demand broadcasting where you can listen to any show you want 24/7. So watch our network. Visit us at www.thejewelnetwork.net and stay tuned because we will be bringing you right into 24/7 broadcasting. Also, too, I'll be back on Monday with the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show. It's very important that you upgrade the brain. You've got to upgrade the brain, upgrade the nervous system. And so how are you doing that? And if you haven't thought about it, that means that you're really not doing that, okay, at least not consciously, and you want to be aware of it. What we do consciously is what has tremendous merit in affecting everything in consciousness. And also, too, how are you preparing that nervous system for the 21st century and the changes we're going through? You've got to do that very simple 15-minute process using the keys to the universe. Sacred geometry will upgrade your nervous system to make you a full, capable individual for the 21st century. That this is our time to enjoy and have fun, but that nervous system has to be fortified. Also, too, workshops. We're so excited. We've got workshops in Jamaica, the metaphysics of blood, the brain, and the sexual circuits of energy at Jackie's on the Reef in August, I should say. And those dates will be available on our website as well as for all of you on our balancing programs. disciplines to help further develop the circuits of the brain will be available to you throughout October. Check our websites for the precise dates. We're excited. Ask for, we have a whole week of activities for those who are on the basic program and those of you who did discipline workshops with me in the spring of this year. Our advanced workshop is definitely the last part of October. So mark these dates on your calendar so that you can be prepared. We're letting you know very early in the year so that you can work it all out with family, children, jobs, and everything, because you want to have these disciplines and this information available to you as a 21st century being. We've got to prepare for the times. And what do you want to prepare with? With information. Information is the key that you need to be all you can be in the 21st century. A fortified, upgraded nervous system with information is literally invincible. So enjoy your week. Listen to us tomorrow, Music for the Mind of a Scientist. Check out the website. Prepare for August and October events from the Jewel Network. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel. I just want to let you know that I love you very much. And remember that a balanced brain is a miraculous thing to have. We don't want to waste a brain. Never waste a mind. A balanced brain is very important. Love you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.